just got a text testimonial about how they're using Homezada to manage all the different colors they're painting the downstairs interior of their home with.
It helps a lot.
RosieOnTheHouse.com/app.
It helps a lot, that for sure. You know, and another thing that helps for those of you that are home, your plumbing system is probably getting a bit more of a workout than it usually gets. Well, Stampede Plumbing is under new ownership, and we've re-vetted the new ownership. They've been Rosie certified for 14 years and running. The new ownership passes with flying colors. Stampede Plumbing still is 100% Rosie on the House certified. And they're running a special right now that if the plumbing system is getting a little more use around your house, they're offering a $99 drain cleaning with an accessible clean out to keep all your systems a go, go, go. You can find them at StampedePlumbing.com. You can also find them with all the other Rosie certified contractors throughout the state at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And if they come out and they do maintenance on the water heater or replace it, you can even save the name of the tech in Homezada so that the next time you're coming back around for your next maintenance or you need a replacement, you can request this same technician back to your home. Now, you may have to wait a little bit extra than just depending on how they have them lined out, but if nothing else, it helps you remember what company was out there last, and if there's anything under warranty, those things are easier to track down. Like I said, then if you ever sell it and transfer it, that new homeowner has all that powerful information for that home.
Well, that's interesting that you're getting some nice texts on people that have tried it.
And it's a great way to help your parents age in place.
Keep, oh, gosh.
You know, you, with one subscription, you can manage up to three properties. So if you've got a second home in the mountains or you're taking care of your parents, you're taking care of her parents' home, it'll help you keep up with the maintenance that needs to happen on those other homes so that you don't inherit a money pit.
That must be really expensive.
Oh, five a month. $5 a month.
A month, folks.
With a one-year subscription, if you go month to month, it's $7 a month.
$5 a month. It's an incredibly powerful tool.
Oh, I see it changing the home inspection and the lending industry in a 30-year time frame. It's just going to be so predominant and so important to have that information now that we have that tool.
Yeah.
That they're going to redirect lending scores based on your Homezada score.
It's going to become as critical as home inspections. And, you know, I don't want to disparage anybody, but, boy, the difference of what you can get in home inspections is unbelievable. And just that's going to be my new soapbox. I've had it with home buyers that are buying homes with home inspectors that have missed how much work has been done on the house without a building permit. A check at the building department, permitting department, should be an absolute requirement, just like a termite inspection is when you sell a house. You should be given documents that, hey, you know that little back sunroom on the house? Hey, you know that window air conditioner sticking out the side of the room that used to be the carport? Oh, by the way, there hasn't been a permit pulled on this address since 1953 when the house was built.
And in your home maintenance app, you can go to that project, that room addition, snap a picture on your smartphone, and save an image of that permit to that project.
Done.
So you would always have that documentation.
Well, boy, this is, if I do get a little bit of spare time on my hands here in the next year or two, it's going to be something I bring up to the home inspection industry as well as the real estate industry. People buying homes, and it started with the flipping and the Great Recession of 08 and 09, just unlicensed contractors buying properties, flipping them for as cheap as possible, no permits, no inspections, not painting the house, but just slapping paint on one wall so it smells like it was painted. And then unsuspecting homeowners buying those homes and finding so much work illegally done and wrongfully completed and not to code. It just chaps me to no end why we can't get a permit verification on every transaction, every real estate transaction there is. You should know, was a permit ever pulled at this property? Nope, that second story addition just grew there.
And then the second part of the problem is sometimes you will be made aware of all these problems, but for whatever reason, you're so in love with the area or the home, you're already so emotionally attached, you don't want to let it go. And people will buy a home they shouldn't. And 4, 5, 6 years later, when they're dealing with all these issues, or they've sunk all this money in it trying to fix it, and they're so exhausted, you know, but then they're stuck.
Yeah. So I'm very tempted to set up a protocol procedure for Rosie certified realtors. That if you go to a Rosie certified realtor, here are the things you're going to get from that realtor you're not going to get from anybody else. I'm this far away from it, buddy.
So we've got a couple calls on the line. We're still being screened. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. In addition to our most viewed article this week about, you know, power washing your brick home, which my biggest takeaway on all of that is why I won't build with anything but masonry.
Yeah, right.
That's your entire exterior finish. You know, this is somebody that's never had to invest in an exterior paint job. Maybe a little bit on the trim here and there, but
yep.
That's a very small surface area of your exterior. But we also had a really busy week on our e-store when we find products that we've tried and tested that aren't readily available at your hardware stores, or it's somebody that doesn't want to sell it through Amazon because they take so much of your percent share. It's not feasible for a lot of small inventors to post stuff on Amazon. So we buy it at wholesale, store it, and then sell it through our e-store if it's something that helps you, Arizona homeowners. We sent our thorn-resistant gloves by Hex Armor. We sent one for One Direction, Alpine, California.
That's a pretty place, right outside of San Diego. That's pretty.
And then we sent one south to Green Valley, Arizona.
That's another pretty place.
And this one was particularly interesting. Jacksonville, Illinois.
Never been there. Couldn't tell you if it's pretty or not.
No, but what do they have, thorns on mulberry trees in Illinois now?
Gotta be roses. Gotta be rose bushes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
That'd be my guess.
And have you ever heard of Waxahachie, Texas?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Sent a earth, talon, and shovel there this week as well.
Let me help you with that. Waxahachie. Is it W-A-X-A-C-H-I-E, something like that?
Something like
Waxahachie.
That.
Waxahachie, yeah. When I was on the radio in Dallas, there were two cities that I immediately got a phone call about. That was one of them.
Is it up in the Dallas area?
It is south of Dallas.
Okay.
It's a beautiful old town.
Waxahachie?
Waxahachie.
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 Well, they got a Rosie on the house, or a talent shovel delivered this.
And year. That's a shovel that was invented right here in Arizona in Chino Valley.
As a way to dig through the clay. So you picture a regular round-nose shovel. This is a round-nose shovel with the right side of it cut down. So it adds it's like a pick shovel combined, and we use it. I mean, that's
all I use anymore.
Yeah, that is the go-to shovel.
My other shovel is just rusting away in the shed. I bet that
for digging.
Yeah. But that earth talent shovel, well, I never can find it because it's wherever I was last digging. You know. But I love that thing. So it's just a great success story that someone locally brought it to our attention. We field tested it, gave it to our Rosie certified landscapers, and asked them, what do you think? And the reviews came back so overwhelmingly positive, we said, well, let's put that in the e-commerce store and give it a try. So a little bit of fun there. And right now, the e-commerce product of the week, we've got Memorial Day coming up here. Let's get those American flags
out. We're exactly a month away, too, as of today.
This is a perfect time to get your American flag ordered and get it mounted, and let's get Old Glory flying.
And they are made in America by
bet
Valley Forge Flag Company out of Pennsylvania.
I think at one time we were saying nothing would be in the e-commerce store that wasn't made in America. Have we been able to hold to that? That's hard.
You know, here's what has happened in a couple cases is the product gets popularity. A company sees it, buys out from the inventor,
right. Yeah.
And then outsources the manufacturing. But it's still a demand product that we get. So I'm really struggling with that and trying to, you know, if it gets outsourced, then stop selling it. And then somebody comes to us and like, well, where is this? I got it from you before. Well, we don't sell it. Well, I need it.
Yeah.
So that one's a struggle. So,
well, I know when you put together the anniversary.
They've been outsourced a few times.
When you put together the anniversary toolkit, Rosie on the House toolkit, I mean, you spent a year trying to find tool manufacturers that were just made in America. That was hard to do.
Well, and then you would end up with tools like a Stanley tape measure. You could buy the exact same tape measure at any hardware store and look on the back of both of them. And this one might say made in Taiwan, and this one might say made in U.S., assembled in U.S. with global materials. Then you'd pick a third one up, and it would say, you know, made Singapore. So a lot of these global companies that are tool suppliers have multiple manufacturing plants all over the place. Milwaukee's the same. Milwaukee Tool's another great tool company. And they recently, just within last year, built a new manufacturing plant in, it was somewhere along the Mississippi River. But it was getting that specific tool from that specific plant. You know, all the orders from that plant went to the Northwest Coast, and you couldn't get them here.
Oh.
So it's a tricky thing, but we try as hard as we can to make sure everything in real time is American made. But
well,
we're not perfect.
The e-commerce store is just kind of a fun little hobby of ours. It kind of started with the wheels barrel is no longer made anymore, as well as the coiled garden hoses.
I would love to know the story of the wheels barrel because it was an Amish made in the Amish community. I don't know if they got he retired or they might make something else. I'd love to know that story.
But if I could get all the Rosie on the House calendars out of my shop, I think I'd buy that patent and I'd start making them right there in our little cabinet shop because that wheels barrel is a really, really, it beats a wheelbarrow, hands down.
And I don't even know how to describe it, but it's how you operate it is what
it's a three
it still
wheeled,
looks like a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, it's a three-wheeled wheelbarrow, so you don't have to have that weight hanging on your palms or your hands and your shoulders as you're pushing forward. You actually just grab the handles. It's three wheels, so it's more like a cart. It's like a wheelbarrow cart.
But not available.
And it's very, and the great thing about a wheelbarrow is just how mobile it is when you're trying to get, you know, two-thirds a wheelbarrow full of concrete through a backyard gate to pour a little back patio. You can't do that with anything big. So it's versatile, it's small, but it's not available.
But they are so well made. You know, they're so sturdy, everything about them. And the issue for him was the cost of manufacturing, so he ended up having them made in China. And then we lost track of him. So maybe just the marketing part of it.
Well, I think if there's anything that we've learned through this whole virus thing is just the importance of bringing manufacturing back and what a great way to turn the economy around than, you know, having someone with the foresight to start building manufacturing plants and getting the assembly line cranked back up here in the good old USA.